So Michelle had not been dressing at home at all, ever. In fact, she had never done so because she said she was so afraid, so panic-stricken that even though she realized it was very unreasonable, that it really didn't make any sense, she just knew that somehow, someone, whether it was a coworker or a neighbor or a family member, she felt there would be someone who would just know what she had been doing at home, and she was afraid of the conclusions they would draw. They wouldn't understand that she was dressing in a feminine way because she's a woman, had always seen herself as a woman. She was afraid they would assume that she was just a cross dresser, and that would be strange enough, but let alone they find out that she actually sees herself as and wants to live as the woman she is. Despite that fear, however, Michelle said that she was so uncomfortable not being able to enjoy her own space. She felt like she was playing dress up of a completely different kind, almost as if she were going to a masquerade party when she was in her own home. She just wanted to conquer that fear, wanted someone to tell her it would be okay. You're just anxious and panicky because you know who you are and you don't want to be rejected. You don't want to be labeled. You don't want to be judged or hurt in any way. She needed that encouragement to explore herself in the privacy of her own residence. Of course, I told her that I understood why she would feel very cautious. She would feel apprehensive. I think anyone should be able to understand that. Here is something that is so defining for her. It's who she is, and she can't tell anyone. That's why she finally reached out to me. She said she felt at times as if she were about to burst, and she just needed one person, one single, solitary person to tell her it was okay, to accept her, to encourage her to start to come out with herself, even if just a bit, in order to see where that would go. That was a really big move for Michelle. That took an incredible amount of bravery on her part. She was finally starting to stand up and try to begin embracing herself and who she really is. I knew because of the apprehension, it was vital to reinforce the courage it took for her to pick up that phone and tell anyone. She said she wasn't sure if my being a stranger and in a position where she thought I would surely understand anything. Well, she just wasn't sure if even that would help her to share herself, but it did. And I consistently applauded her for taking that step, for doing something. I wanted her to see, to know how much strength that took for her to do. And while I may not be transgender myself, and therefore I've never had to fight to feel like I was risking anything to be the woman I see every time I look in the mirror, all day, every day, always have. I think I can especially appreciate how difficult it must have been for Michelle, and it is for so many others, to feel like you can't be who you are. You can't be true to yourself because there is so much risk involved. There's your own physical safety, how your family will react, how others will respond. And those were all concerns of Michelle's. That's the reason I think I really wanted her to understand what complete, unquestioned acceptance means, how that feels, what that might do for her, how that might help her. And really, truly, the only thing I wanted Michelle to be was happy with herself, whatever that meant for her. I wasn't going to pressure her or push her in any particular direction or tell her what she should do. I wanted Michelle to have an environment where she could discover what she truly wanted to do. I also wanted her to be in an environment where she didn't feel like she was any different from any other woman. I didn't want her to feel that being a trans woman made her any less of a woman. I wanted her to feel we were partners in this together, like I would help any girlfriend who had some sort of issue or concern with which she needed help. It was just a general principle for me. Now, I want to read to you the last paragraph of this post. Respecting her as a fellow woman, not just a trans woman. My only goal was to help her find happiness in the way which she felt was right for her when she weighed all the factors of her own life experience. I would love nothing more than for her to be able to live full time as the woman she is, to be known and appreciated as the wonderful woman she is, and to never have to suffer any stigma, judgment, rejection, or harassment for being a trans woman. I mean, really, a woman is a woman. Why can't people just accept people for who they are, not who they think or insist that person should be? Michelle loved it when I would go on a, quote, fairness tirade, as she called it. She would laugh at my fire and fury and joked with me, saying, and people would call me the crazy one for calling a phone sex line. I think my stomping on my soapbox only led Michelle to feel safer and even braver. After one of my particularly passionate rants about looking in the mirror and knowing who you are, regardless of what your body tries to tell you, Michelle laughed and said, my body can shut up. We're going to dress it as me. We both laughed together, and I think that was one of the many things she said that made me smile both inside and out. Such a testament to who she is. Who she's going to be, how she's going to be true to herself, regardless of what she was assigned at birth. If you hear this and you're transgender or know someone who is, or you know someone who you suspect is transgender, whether they're a trans woman or not, whether they want to transition or not, but you know they need support, or you need to know how to help them. You want to help them. Give me a call, Mistress Emma Jane, at 800-601-6975, and let's have a talk. It's really so easy to help someone in need who just needs a hand to hold, an ear to listen, a shoulder to cry on, and someone to simply be there with no terms, conditions, or judgment. And giving that to another person is a priceless gift you give yourself.